At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. I have with me Kristen Reese and Jeff Fowle. Let's start with you, Kristen. Tell me where you're from and what you do.
I am from Baltimore, Ohio, which is about 35 miles southeast of our capital, Columbus. And I live on a small farm. We raise sheep, we raise a few meat chickens and egg layers, and then I also am the owner of a private cooking business where we use the foods from our farm, other farms in the area, to really promote the message of agriculture. And for us, we're a small farm, but we think it's very important to share the real message about traditional agriculture and make that connection between the consumer and the farmer themselves.
And Jeff, I know we know each other, but not everybody knows you.
I'm Jeff Fowle. I'm from Etna, California, right up near the Oregon border, just north of Mount Shasta. We farm and ranch. We grow alfalfa hay, beef cattle, have some sheep, horses. And I've become involved with USFRA because I really support their idea of harmonizing with other organizations in reaching out and rekindling those connections and fostering relationships with our customers. And I believe it's extremely important that we rebuild those bridges and allow the opportunity for dialogue and conversations to take place and answer questions that are in our customers' minds.
Well, Kristen, how did you get involved with USFRA?
Well, I'm a member of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, and so they are one of the sponsors and supporters of this program, which is a great connection into what Jeff said. You know, we need these farm organizations to stand as the united front. And I agree with Jeff that if we do not kind of form that united front and really stand together and tell our story, that someone else will tell it for us. And we really need people to know what agriculture is all about. And we as producers are also consumers. And I think that it's exciting for us to tell our story so that the consumers know that farmers and ranchers are people just like them. We're shopping in the grocery store. We're going to church. We are, you know, picking our kids up from preschool. And I think it's exciting that people can make that connection between the farmer and the consumer.
So, Jeff, what are some of the things that you're doing in working with USFRA, then?
My journey with USFRA started last year in the food dialogue presentation we did with Discovery Channel, sitting around the table and having a conversation. And then more recently, I was in the Food Dialogues LA, where I was very lucky to be on a panel with George Motz, Mr. Burger, and Chef Danny Boone. Dr. Vernon from Cal Poly was also on there, as was a producer, and her name's slipping me right now. But talking about the potential opportunities that agriculture has in forging new relationships with media, and seeing that is a real opportunity to reconnect as the customer has a growing desire once again to reconnect with where their food comes from, buying local and getting to know the farmer. And what better avenue than to take advantage of that and start working through Hollywood.
Now, I know USFRA is has a project, I guess you might say, called The Face of Farming and Ranching. What's sort of the purpose for doing this, and what do you think about this idea of trying to find or put a real face on agriculture?
I think it's a very exciting time for agriculture, and I think agriculture needs some people to volunteer and to really be the people who are going to tell the story of agriculture. We have all these celebrities that are chefs and celebrities who support different causes. And as it's been said of the food dialogues in LA, why not a farmer? Why can't we have a farmer or a rancher maybe be that celebrity type, but really just make that connection with where the food comes from. And again, goes back to telling our story. And more importantly, too, it's telling our stories, but also listening to the consumer and listening to what the consumer has to say so we can, down the road, improve what we're doing. And I think that's something that we all strive for as producers, to improve what we're doing so that we can produce a safe and healthy, efficient product.
So we need rock stars like you and Jeff, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know about myself, but Jeff, I think, already is a rock star, so.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're going to keep pointing people out to hopefully support USFRA and look forward to it continuing to evolve. And Jeff, you made a comment earlier. I'll just kind of bring it up again about that cooperation or inter-organizational cooperation. For those of us who've been around a long time, interesting to see that coming together. So thank you very much. Visiting with USFRA here at the Ag Media Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.